On our road through Lent, increasing troubles pile up. Perhaps we can feel that in our own lives this year, but this is an annual occurrence for Jesus, his journey to Golgotha and beyond. What is Jesus's most committed crime that we hear? The one we just read in our gospel, of flouting the Sabbath rules. On one hand, we can say crucifixion for a rest day healing, that sounds like getting Al Capone for tax evasion or something. On the other hand, though, this is serious. The Jewish commitment to the command to honor the Sabbath was unwavering and of the highest order. It's just the things that got added to this honoring, the increase of legislation, and what seemingly got taken away, a heart to focus on God. How a healing of a crippled man could be interpreted as not keeping holy the Sabbath says it all about keeping the command in practice. I think it can also say something about our current Sabbath practice. How do we keep holy the Sabbath in the time of coronavirus? How do we meet the circumstances in front of us? How do we keep a heart focused on God without the outward practices we're used to? This is not that different from what Jesus faced, demanding a depth of meaning for keeping holy the Lord's day that maybe is unaccustomed. Father Niall Gross of Notre Dame Seminary has written an article on spiritual communion. It's on the Clarion Herald website, and I'll make sure to link it in our next email blast. Spiritual communion is a way of welcoming God in, especially on Sundays, when physical communion is impossible. Towards the end of the article, Father Niall includes the prayer from St. Alphonsus Liguori. May we all reflect on it as we journey with Jesus at this time, as we seek to deepen our desire to keep the Lord's Day holy. He prays, "My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen."